For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It was being streamed live online when it happened. Someone opened fire at a video game tournament in Jacksonville, Florida. Reports are that 4 people, including the shooter, are dead and at least 9 are wounded. Jacksonville Sheriff Mike Williams isn't saying a lot, only that some people were killed and others injured.
We have no outstanding suspects.
The shots were heard during the live stream of the Madden 19 tournament. The video posted online appears to show a laser pointed at a gamer's chest just before the shot started. Williams is asking anyone with other video to come forward. The Los Angeles Times reports the suspect, who hasn't been publicly identified yet, was a gamer who was playing at the tournament and he lost. Sources say he killed himself. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You remember how on the Phil Harris show Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with my pillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get 4 pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the 4-pack special. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night, 2 go-anywhere pillows that are travel size, you can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, try it, you don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the 4-pack special? Use my discount code USA, go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
The average price of regular-grade gasoline has dropped 2 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks, down to $2.91. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says that's more than 50 cents a gallon higher than this time last year.
From here, the price is more likely to drop a little than to rise. If crude oil prices stay where they are, or at least if they do not jump, we're going to see a decline because demand is weaker in September.
She says refineries have also increased capacity. A pocket watch that was recovered from a passenger who died when the Titanic went down was sold at auction for $57,500. Heritage Auction says the watch had been recovered from a 34-year-old passenger named Sinai Cantor. He was a Russian immigrant who managed to get his wife Miriam to a lifeboat before he died in the freezing waters after the ship hit an iceberg in the Atlantic in 1909. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senator John McCain will lie in state in Arizona and later in Washington, D.C. before being buried at the U.S. Naval Academy. A national service will be held September 1st at Washington National Cathedral. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
John McCain's last Senate speech came in July of 2017, just days after receiving the brain cancer diagnosis. But most Americans' last memory of hearing his voice would be when he read excerpts from his memoir, The Restless Wave.
Before I leave, I'd like to see our politics begin to return to the purposes and practices that distinguish our history from the history of other nations. I'd like to see us recover our sense that we are more alike than different. We're citizens of a republic made of shared ideals, forged in a new world to replace the tribal enmities that tormented the old one. Even in times of political turmoil such as these, we share that awesome heritage and the responsibility to embrace it. Whether we think each other right or wrong in our views on the issues of the day, we owe each other our respect, as long as our character merits respect, and as long as we share for all of our differences. For all the rancorous debates that enliven and sometimes demean our politics, a mutual devotion to the ideals our nation was conceived to uphold, that all are created equal, and liberty and equal justice are the natural rights of all.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Bowen.